Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The girls got a confession out of me at the Lainey Wilson show last Friday.
We just finished with Churro Man.
By the way, they're warm and they're tasty and they're amazing.
She's talking about the churros.
John, what did you just say to me?
I said that's the first churro I ever had.
I'm losing my mind. How?
I mean, I don't know. I grew up in the inner city streets of Chicago and then the equally inner city rough streets of Apple Valley, Minnesota. And they don't really have a lot of churros out there. And
you've been to Disneyland.
I know. Here's the honest to God truth. When I get the choice to snack, I always go savory more than sweet. I would always much rather go for the corn dog.
Mm-hmm. But these aren't super sweet, though. That's why I like these.
You're never too young or old to try something for the first time.
Unpopular opinion. Possibly controversial opinion. I think churros are better than Disneyland's.
Wow, that's a big step for you.
I mean, that's even bigger than me having my first churro. Big deal. Desecrated the Disney name, Jessica.
I didn't desecrate. I just said I liked those ones better.
They're going to take your membership away. Be careful.
You won't be our resident Disney
file. Be careful. The second somebody says anything that they like better than Disney, there's an alarm that goes off in the castle. That's what I heard. Can you confirm or deny? That's what I heard.
It is true. It's true. It's true.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck getting in.
Now, here's what I want to ask you, because I've never had a churro at Disneyland.
Hold on, wait, pause. How have I been to Disneyland with both of you, and yet I've never had a churro?
I explained myself in that segment. Yeah. I go for the corn dog. Yeah. I prefer savory to sweet. The end.
Well, that's going to get fixed next
now,
time.
Was the texture different?
The texture was different. The Disney ones, there was a lot. Pardon?
Are they crunchier, the Disney ones?
Yeah. Yeah. The ones that Churro Guy gave us had a little bit of a softer center,
mm-hmm.
A little more doughy,
yeah.
But not like in a bad way.
Yes.
And the Disney ones are great, but they're so crunchy. Sometimes I'm like, I need to pull back a little bit. So these ones, maybe it was just because it was so different that it was such a nice departure that I was like, ooh, I like these better.
Well, okay. I'm going to throw a curveball into the old system then because I found them to be too doughy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's what I liked about them.
Not disappointingly, but I'm like, okay.
Well, then maybe you'd like a Disneyland one.
Perhaps
next
I
time.
Would. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. It's hard to top a corn dog and a dill pickle for me when I go to Disney.
That's true. That is true.
Coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, the Summer Olympics pummel horse guy may become the mirror ball guy. Sean and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The last time we hung with Matt Stell, we were aboard the Wonder Bus in Fallbrook.
Mm-hmm.
He's back at Beach House Belmont Park concert Thursday, September 5th. Matt Stell loves San Diego.
If I lived in San Diego, which I kind of do now a little bit, but I would never feel the need to go anywhere. It's my favorite.
Oh, Matt Stell, you say that to all the cities.
Man, I was in, I should have hit y'all up, but I was in San Diego over Memorial Day weekend for a lot of it and vibed out there and caught some waves, did some surfing. I went up to the glide port at La Jolla there and got on one of those paragliders.
Did you really?
Y'all, I had to sign more waiver my name more times on waivers than I do at like a guitar pull at a meet and greet. Like I had to sign my life away for them to let me get on there. There's so many like releases. I had to tape a video saying I'm Mastel of sound body and mind on this date, and I agree not to sue this place if I die in a paragliding accident. It was crazy, but I did it. It was fun.
Look at that, Matt Stella, So San Diego, adding to his So San Diego resume, playing Beach House Belmont Park September 5th. All week we're giving away tickets during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's a Thursday night. Probably can call in sick on Friday. We're not going to tell. You can get your tickets at KSON.com.
So, Matt, you have just an amazing history. For many people may not know, your life started out very different from where you ended up today.
That is very true. I started out as I was a ball player. I was a basketball player. That was my first dream. And I picked up a guitar in college when I was playing ball because, you're just on campus all winter break. There's no classes. Nobody's there. And you're just playing PlayStation for hours. So I learned how to play guitar in front of my computer screen and then learned how to write, just fell in love with the idea of writing songs, started writing as soon as I could. And here we sit, several twists and turns later, but here we sit talking about new music together.
I don't know if I'm impressed or annoyed that you were bored. Oh, I think I'll just pick up this guitar here. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, boom. I mean, I don't think it's that easy for everybody, man. I mean, you have to understand that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've noticed that if you just say yes to every opportunity that you can, you'll be amazed at what happens. And, I live a dream. I follow a passion. If you constantly look for reasons to say yes, especially with opportunities that get you out of your comfort zone, like paragliding or something, you're going to end up in some cool places.
Lord, listen to you, Matt Stell, college basketball player,
mm-hmm. pre-med student,
multi-platinum recording artist, and now look at that, philosopher, playing Beach House, Belmont Park, Thursday, September 5th. Tickets all this week during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Matt, thank you. We can talk to you all day, bro. You're always welcome here. We can't wait to talk to you in person at Beach House.
Absolutely. I appreciate y'all, and I will see y'all soon.
Get your tickets at KSON.com. Coming up next, you might want to earmuff the kids because Scotty McCreary went off on a tangent. Yeah, Scotty McCreary. In a Scotty McCreary way.
Yes.
That's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Add Scotty McCreary to the list of artists kicking out you-know-whats from his show for horrible behavior, although it was a different style because, well, after all, he is Scotty McCreary.
Hey, right here. That's a lady you just hit, sir.
Absolutely not. Who just hit the lady? Police, security, on God's green earth, at a Scotty McCreary show? What are you doing? Y'all let the cop know who hit the lady, because that's absolutely unacceptable. Whoever you are has the definition of a coward hitting a lady. Get the heck out of here, man.
Well, Scotty, watch your mouth. That's the most polite throw out I've ever heard in my life.
And It's just the sweetest, even though you know he's mad, right? You know he's mad.
Oh, that's enraged for Scotty McCreary. When he says on God's green earth, I mean, he'll go to confession for a month after that.
That's so great. But he's right. Who gets into that kind of a fight at a Scotty McCreary show? Right?
Who hits a woman, period?
Well, exactly.
I know.
But this is Scotty McCreary. Who goes there looking for a brawl?
You know, and Scotty is, he's an in-shape guy. He can handle himself.
Oh,
if
sure
he wanted
he
to, he can jump in there and teach that guy a lesson.
Sure he could.
But, you know, he dropped heck and God's green earth, and I think he made his point.
I really was hoping he would, like, go off. Like, when Chris Jansen went off on that one guy.
Yes.
Flipped off his kid at the show.
Right.
Like, Chris Jansen was mad.
Right. But you expect that.
You flip me off again, and I'm going to whip your ass myself. And that's the truth. I'm not playing another note until he gets the out of this concert. Excuse my language. Yeah. Tough guy. Get out. You're out. Get the out of here. Backwards hat. Get him out of this whole festival. You're gone.
Yeah, a little different than Scotty.
I mean, when you look at Chris Jansen, you go, you know, that's a scrapper. I can see him doing that. But Scotty McCreary.
I don't see that with Chris
really?
Jansen. No, I didn't.
Oh,
that's why it fascinated me so much, because we were on his bus and he was telling us about it.
Yes.
And he was mad.
He's just kind of lanky. I mean,
but he's a scrapper.
He's probably quick.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I hope someone in the audience roughed the guy up.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, with Scotty, oh, God's green earth, gosh darn it.
Man, you get him the heck out of here, and I'm sorry for my language. I didn't mean to fly off the handle. 833-287-1037. Matt Stell is coming back to San Diego to play Belmont Park's Beach House. And we're going to send you there by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. You do better than Tammy, you get $100 as well. But either way, Matt Stell at Beach House. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The number one question on everyone's mind Friday at the Lainey Wilson listening party was, how's producer Jessica's pen collection coming? Oh, wait a second. It really wasn't. But
I do have to say, though, there were people who did say, here's a pen for Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Jessica is on a roll on collecting pens, and she wants to promote your business if you give her pens.
I have a thing for free pens. I love a free promotional pen. They make me happy. And I judge businesses based on their pens.
On how good it is?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Will you legit not go to a business if their pen is subpar, in your opinion?
Let me tell you, one of our listeners dropped off a pen for a non-Viejas casino.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good pen.
Oh.
It was a little too heavy.
Was it the one I
like the Viejas pen better.
Was that the one I gave you?
Mm-hmm. Like,
okay,
the Viejas one better.
Very strict guidelines, and thank you for yeah, plugging the client as well. Couple rules. If you bring blue or red ink, you mm-hmm, best be running away, because yeah, Jessica will throw that pen back at you.
Yeah, no blue ink.
She only likes black.
You are weirdo. Weirdo.
We've got plenty of pens. In fact,
right,
I want to say a big shout out to Kim from Truck Covers USA, who the day after we talked about this, overnight shipped me a pen.
What?
From Truck Covers USA. And I got to say, it's a heavy pen. It's very substantial, but it's not too heavy.
All right, let me see. Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
It's fancy.
Ooh, and it's got the rubber grippy, too.
Yeah.
I just want to write with it.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Is Tammy allowed to write with your pen, Jessica?
Yes,
okay,
but only for a little bit.
You have an address in which people can send their pens to?
Yes, I'll put them up on our social media. Ooh. That you can send them straight to our studios here.
This is a very, I'm going to say, this is a very nice pen.
Yeah. Robin sent us a pen from the Elizabeth Hospice. Unfortunately, it broke in transit, but it's a really good pen.
Aww.
So I'm very sad that it broke for you, Robin, but it's a good pen, so thank you for that. The Armed Services YMCA sent us a wonderful pen. I like this pen a lot. Thank you, Armed Services YMCA.
Wow.
But Amanda from Serve Pro of El Cajon, let me tell you, this pen might win.
Really?
And she sent one for each of you as well, and you have to look at it.
Oh, each get pens.
It's the coolest design I've ever seen in a pen.
Okay, so you can measure with it because there's a ruler on the side. You can level something because there's a level in it.
There's a level on the pen.
That's what I've ever seen. You know, my husband is going to steal this from me.
Oh, he 100%
will. He would totally.
This is a very handy pen. So right now, as it stands, if you had to pick the best pen in all of San Diego County, that award would go to Serve Serve Pro of El Cajon right now if the contest ended today.
Yes, 100%. Well, I mean, this design, you guys, is pretty fantastic.
Businesses in San Diego, if that statement makes you bristle, I suggest you send your pen to producer Jessica. She will post the address on our social medias and will be anxiously awaiting your pen delivery. I am so shocked that somebody overnighted a pen to you. Clearly using the company's FedEx, not their own.
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
What?
This pen has to win. Do you know why? There's a screwdriver in it.
Shut up.
In the cap. Open it up. There's the little screwdriver.
Oh, my God.
Two different kinds.
What? Phillips head and flathead. You've got to be kidding me. Wow. It's a do-it-all pen is what it is. Yeah. Okay, so far, Sir Pro of El Cajon, you're in the lead.
Yeah.
You can find the address to the station on KS1.com or just Jessica will post it on our socials. And by all means, take time of your busy work day and send Jessica your business's pens. You'll get a free plug on John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Coming up next, Ted Lasso is coming back. Kind of. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading out to Escondido. Good morning, Albert.
Good morning, John.
Hey, would you do me a favor, Albert, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, get out of the studio and go home.
No, don't go. No, don't go home. Albert, you watch your mouth when you're talking to my partner. Do not go home. Albert, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store on Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, Albert, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
I got to get 5 out of 5.
Well, let's see that. It's looking like Ted Lasso will get a season 4. Warner Brothers Television has picked up the options on original cast members Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift. Star Jason Sudeikis is believed to be returning as an executive producer. What streaming network airs Ted Lasso?
Netflix.
Lea Michele gave birth to her second child. She played Rachel on what Fox TV musical comedy show?
I have no clue.
Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Quote, you literally ended the story as perfect as you could, so no, I don't care if it's good, I'm done. What is Buzz Lightyear's catchphrase?
Hey, I just got back from Disneyland, too. I don't know.
Yesterday was National Dog Day. What was the name of the 1997 film about a dog that plays basketball?
Oh, man. I just watched that movie, too.
Well, then, the name is?
I forgot.
Albert, we are striking out today. And speaking of striking out, the baseball field from A League of Their Own burned to the ground. There's no word on what started the fire. In A League of Their Own, the name of the team that Gina Davis and Madonna played for was the Rockford what?
Rockets?
Let's get Tam back in.
I think I got 0 out of 5 today.
Hey, Albert, that's the first thing you got right all morning.
Hey, I've been on the road since 3 this morning.
Okay, Tammy, Albert.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, we're not gonna focus on that.
Okay.
Tammy, it looks like Ted Lasso will get a season 4. Warner Brothers Television has picked up the options on original cast members Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift. Star Jason Sudeikis is believed to be returning as an executive producer. What streaming network airs Ted Lasso?
Apple TV.
I mean, I don't, that sounds like he's not going to be in it. I don't think I want to see Ted Lasso if, I don't know, Ted Lasso's not in it. It's 1-0. Tammy, Lea Michele gave birth to her second child. She played Rachel on what Fox TV musical comedy show?
Glee?
Glee is right. 2-0. Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Quote, you literally ended the story as perfect as you could, so no, I don't care if it's good, I'm done. What is Buzz Lightyear's catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
That's right. Albert just got back from Disneyland, yet could not remember. 3-0. Yesterday was National Dog Day. What was the name of the 1997 film about a dog that plays basketball?
Air Bud.
Air Bud. Despite just seeing the movie, Albert did not know. 4-0. And finally, the baseball field from A League of Their Own burned to the ground. There's no word on what started the fire. In A League of Their Own, the name of the team that Gina Davis and Madonna played for was the Rockford what?
Peaches?
The Rockford Peaches. There you go, Albert. See? Doesn't matter if you got a goose egg. Tammy goes 5 for 5. You wouldn't have gotten anything anyway. Albert, you're not going to get any money today, but we've got a great prize nevertheless.
We're getting you a pair of tickets to join us for Matt Stell at the Beach House September 5th at Belmont Park.
That is awesome. Looking forward to that.
Albert, have a wonderful day. Drive safely. Before you leave, you do have to say this.
I'm Albert from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yesterday, I mentioned that I want a, quote, sleep divorce. Just because when my husband and I are on the same schedule, I don't sleep as well. Then we found out this is nothing new. There's a lot of you who sleep in separate bedrooms.
Shelly in Oceanside, what do you think about what Tam's going through right now?
So I can very much empathize with you. I have been struggling with the same thing. And, you know, we kind of are trying to get down to, like, what is the issue that's causing it? I understand, or it sounds like CPAP is being used right now, but there's also other alternatives. So, man, we've tried the little, like, nose strips. We've tried, you know, the beds that alternate the head position. And I actually just had my husband go and get surgery for his tonsils, and he ended up having a deviated septum repaired because I was like, man, we are going to have a happier marriage if we are both sleeping.
I mean, it's a combination of everything. And Kurt's been working on things for sure. And I know I occasionally snore, too. So I'm sure I'm not the only problem there, but...
No, for sure.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Angie and La Mesa, what do you think about the sleep divorce? Do you sleep together, sleep apart? What's your story?
I love my sleep divorce. We're better people for it. It's the best thing ever.
Okay, so what do you sleep in the guest room? How does that work?
No, when the kids moved out, I just took over one of the empty rooms. I got all my girly stuff in it. I can go in there and just detox, watch TV. My husband can stay out and play PlayStation or watch what he wants on his TV in his bedroom. We're right next to each other. We can still talk.
And I've heard that too, because some people, because they're on their phone in the bed and then the other person can't sleep. So, and I was shocked to see what percentage. I mean, it's like 35% of Americans sleep in separate rooms occasionally because of...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading out to Escondido. Good morning, Albert.
Good morning, John.
Hey, would you do me a favor, Albert, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, get out of the studio and go home.
No, don't go home. No, don't go home. Albert, you watch your mouth when you're talking to my partner. Do not go home. Albert, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store on Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, Albert, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
I got to get 5 out of 5.
Well, let's see that. It's looking like Ted Lasso will get a season 4. Warner Brothers Television has picked up the options on original cast members Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift. Star Jason Sudeikis is believed to be returning as an executive producer. What streaming network airs Ted Lasso?
Netflix.
Lea Michele gave birth to her second child. She played Rachel on what Fox TV musical comedy show?
I have no clue.
Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Quote, you literally ended the story as perfect as you could, so no, I don't care if it's good, I'm done. What is Buzz Lightyear's catchphrase?
Man, I just got back from Disneyland, too. I don't know.
Yesterday was National Dog Day. What was the name of the 1997 film about a dog that plays basketball?
Oh, man. I just watched that movie, too.
Well, then, the name is?
I forgot.
Albert, we are striking out today. And speaking of striking out, the baseball field from A League of Their Own burned to the ground. There's no word on what started the fire. In A League of Their Own, the name of the team that Gina Davis and Madonna played for was the Rockford what?
Rockets?
Let's get Tam back in.
I think I got zero out of five today.
Hey, Albert, that's the first thing you got right all morning.
Yeah, I've been on the road since 3 this morning.
Okay, Tammy, Albert.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, we're not gonna focus on that.
Okay.
Tammy, it looks like Ted Lasso will get a season 4. Warner Brothers Television has picked up the options on original cast members Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift. Star Jason Sudeikis is believed to be returning as an executive producer. What streaming network airs Ted Lasso?
Apple TV.
I mean, I don't, that sounds like he's not going to be in it. I don't think I want to see Ted Lasso if, oh, I don't know, Ted Lasso's not in it. It's 1-0. Tammy, Lea Michele gave birth to her second child. She played Rachel on what Fox TV musical comedy show?
Glee?
Glee is right. 2-0. Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Quote, you literally ended the story as perfect as you could, so no, I don't care if it's good, I'm done. What is Buzz Lightyear's catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
That's right. Albert just got back from Disneyland, yet could not remember. 3-0. Yesterday was National Dog Day. What was the name of the 1997 film about a dog that plays basketball?
Air Bud.
Despite just seeing the movie, Albert did not know. 4-0. And finally, the baseball field from A League of Their Own burned to the ground. There's no word on what started the fire. In A League of Their Own, the name of the team that Gina Davis and Madonna played for was the Rockford what?
Peaches?
The Rockford Peaches. There you go, Albert. See? Doesn't matter if you got a goose egg. Tammy goes 5 for 5. You wouldn't have gotten anything anyway. Albert, you're not going to get any money today, but we've got a great prize nevertheless.
We're getting you a pair of tickets to join us for Matt Stell at the Beach House September 5th at Belmont Park.
That is awesome. Looking forward to that.
Albert, have a wonderful day. Drive safely. Before you leave, you do have to say this.
I'm Albert from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yesterday, I mentioned that I want a, quote, sleep divorce. Just because when my husband and I are on the same schedule, I don't sleep as well. Then we found out this is nothing new. There's a lot of you who sleep in separate bedrooms.
Shelly in Oceanside, what do you think about what Tam's going through right now?
So I can very much empathize with you. I have been struggling with the same thing. And, you know, we kind of are trying to get down to, like, what is the issue that's causing it? I understand, or it sounds like CPAP is being used right now, but there's also other alternatives. So, man, we've tried the little, like, nose strips. We've tried, you know, the beds that alternate the head position. And I actually just had my husband go and get surgery for his tonsils, and he ended up having a deviated septum repaired because I was like, man, we are going to have a happier marriage if we are both sleeping.
I mean, it's a combination of everything. And Kurt's been working on things for sure. And I know I occasionally snore, too. So I'm sure I'm not the only problem there, but...
No, for sure.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Angie and La Mesa, what do you think about the sleep divorce? Do you sleep together, sleep apart? What's your story?
I love my sleep divorce. We're better people for it. It's the best thing ever.
Okay, so what do you sleep in the guest room? How does that work?
No, when the kids moved out, I just took over one of the empty rooms. I got all my girly stuff in it. I can go in there and just detox, watch TV. My husband can stay out and play PlayStation or watch what he wants on his TV in his bedroom. We're right next to each other. We can still talk.
And I've heard that too, because some people, because they're on their phone in the bed and then the other person can't sleep. So, and I was shocked to see what percentage. I mean, it's like 35% of Americans sleep in separate rooms occasionally because of this issue.
I think people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to offend their partner. They don't. It's so funny. Like, they don't want their friends to know that they sleep in other bedrooms. And I'm like, you know,
if you got to get busy, you'll find a way. So that's not really a problem. Come on. And
you'll find a way.
I mean, come on. We're not kids here.
Yes.
But we We do. Kids, so.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Angie.
Squalt to Lakeside and say good morning to Terry. Terry, what's your take on all this?
Okay. So I agree with the ideas of, you know, people having a hard time sleeping together because of the other person's movements or, you know, sounds or whatever. So it was just a suggestion I was calling in. So it's only for the weekend schedule and a vacation every now and then. So, you know how they have those king beds? You push them apart a little bit and you're still sleeping like 1 foot away.
Right. So like the California kings that are two separate mattresses, the big kings like that?
Yeah. You just push them apart.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't know about that, though, because this is a very weird comparison, but when I was on the cruise this past spring, I shared a cabin with my mom and we, you know, the beds are very close, but they're apart. I mean, we were sleeping in the same bed. We had separate beds, but they were close. And I don't know, maybe I was up all the time. Maybe I'm just thinking I'm so close to my mom.
John, it's because you're an adult and you were sleeping with your mom, but she hadn't done that in a long time.
I wasn't sleeping with my mom. I was in the same cabin with my mom.
Meant.
Okay, all right.
You know what?
Thank you.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay, 833-287-1037. We'll take your calls right after this.
To be determined as of now whether Tammy's going to follow through with her sleep divorce.
And much more common than we realized.
833-287-1037. Does divorcing yourself from sleeping with your partner, like literally with your partner, actually help your relationship with your partner?
Fazley, is that how you say your name?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Fazley and Dana Point, what's your take here?
My take is I'm an actor. I wake up early in the morning and I have to memorize my lines. I have to have my own bed. I have to have my own sleeping beauty. And we are been together for 7 years. And the day one, we separate our room. And we have a happy wife, happy sleep, happy life.
Oh, look, I love you. That.
So you're a professional actor?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Have we seen you in anything?
Superman, I just got it. Iron Man, American Sniper, 12 Strong, Argo. I've been like 120 movies, TVs.
Oh, my God. Oh, we know a celebrity.
Those movies?
But I live Dana Point because I want to stay away from the crowd of Los Angeles. And I want to have my beauty sleep in my own room next to my beautiful lady. And we have a happy life.
Oh, I love it.
But that we made a decision. For her sleep is more important. She's a doctor. She needs to have a good sleep with her patient. And I need a good sleep for my acting. If I don't sleep good, I destroy my lines.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. That's so helpful.
And I want to thank you guys to allow us to listen in Dana Point, California. We're between Los Angeles and you guys. You guys radio more clear, more solid, and beautiful, beautiful program. And I want to thank you guys for your service.
You can call us anytime. And next movie you're in, you got to let us know so we can look for you.
Sure. Superman's coming to 2025, July 11th.
I just found you. You're a handsome guy, bro.
Thank you. But thanks to my mom and dad.
Oh, that's great.
Your story. Hey, can we talk to you later? Your story is an amazing one.
I've been a Marine. I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. I was a DOD Department of Defense, and later on, I paid my dues when 9/11 happened. I was born and raised in Afghanistan. And I want to pay back for this beautiful country. I stopped acting and go to Afghanistan with U.S. Marine, 3 tours in Afghanistan. And I wrote a book, Fahim Speak, regarding about our Marines and what they do for this country. And I appreciate this country more than a lot of American-born.
Okay. We need to have a conversation with you about this, if you wouldn't mind, because your story's fascinating.
Can we put you on hold? Can our producer get your information? We can set up something?
Sure. No problem.
That would be wonderful. So nice to meet you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for the radio station in Dana Point, California.
Right, I love you, honey. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away, okay?
Sure. No problem.
I do believe we just met the most interesting man in the world.
Certainly one of our most interesting listeners we've ever had.
His actual name is Fahim Fazley, born in Afghanistan, escaped Afghanistan, settled here in the 80s, returned to Afghanistan, as you heard him, as an interpreter with the U.S. Marines for 2 tours. He wrote a book, Fahim Speaks, about that experience. And oh my God, he listens to our show!
I know! I love it! So we will definitely have to have him on and really delve deep into his story because it's fascinating.
Are you more interested in his combat duty or his amazing acting resume.
I know.
Oh, Iron Man, Argo, Superman, American Sniper. I don't know, little low-budget movies. What?
I know. Crazy.
Wow, that was incredible. Coming up at 8:05, Justin Bieber is a dad. Yeah, a father. An actual I-have-a-son father. I know. I'm, it's hard for me to process. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. It's not exactly breaking baby news, but... it does give me the excuse to play that. Justin Bieber is a dad. Let's have to sink that in for a second. Justin Bieber is a father.
Mm-hmm. So who better to talk to than, I would say, the biggest Justin Bieber fan I have ever come across. That's my own daughter, Morgan.
Good morning, Mo.
Hi.
Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, on Instagram Friday welcomed their beautiful baby's foot to this world. And I kept telling Tammy yesterday, it's just hard for me to process that Justin Bieber is someone's dad now.
Is it hard for you too, Morgan?
Yes and no. It just feels like we're all getting older. I mean, he's 30, so it kind of makes sense. But to imagine he's already 30... it's just crazy.
I know. I feel the same way whenever I hear Taylor Swift swear on her records.
Yes.
I'm listening with my daughters. I'm like, oh, and my kids are like, Dad, she's a 34-year-old grown woman. But that's not how I remember her. Still as passionate about Justin Bieber as you were when you were, 13, 14 years old?
Oh, no.
You're still a fan, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, not how it was.
And it was actually before that age, John, because when we moved here, she got to see Bieber for the very first time in 2014. And you were one of those early believers who found him on the internet and were giant fans. And you were so passionate. I was trying to find the video and I can't. But you were waiting to get a piece of mail from Justin Bieber's fan club.
That's adorable.
It was 2012, I think. 2011,
so 12 years ago. Yes. 13 years
yes.
ago.
Yes. And I'm following her out to the mailbox in, of course, typical preteen fashion. She's like, God, stop.
Morgan, do you remember any of this?
I do. It wasn't a fan club. It was for the movie that was coming out. It had, the glasses and all of that. And I was so excited to go. And
what was that movie again? What was it called? Never Say Never?
I think so.
Yeah, because my kids watched that the entire way from Madison to San Diego when we moved. Mo, when you said Justin Bieber's 30, what does that make you?
27.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so
27 years old?
I know. So we're going to the mailbox, and when you opened it, the look of disappointment on your face. Here I thought I was going to be cutesy with the video, and you were so sad.
Nice job, Mom.
You hyped it up. I got home from school, and you're like, I wonder if the package is here, as if, it was. And then you put a camera in my face, it's about to be here.
Morgan's got a really good point. You should have checked the mailbox first, Tam. What are you doing? It's like, hey, guys, Santa Claus came, and you go downstairs, oh, I'm sorry. That must be tomorrow. What are you doing? Well, I think we've all learned something from this phone call. We're all getting super old.
Yes.
And Justin Bieber is a dad.
Yes.
And Morgan's gotten over her girl crush on Justin Bieber, and now it's just a mad respect.
Yeah, absolutely. I have, I'm happy he's happy.
Oh, so
what
sweet.
A mature outcome. 27 years old. You're punished. Go to your room. I can't even. I'm not even allowed to punish you by law. But
in
I just.
My room.
What was that?
I was like, I am in my room. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, you win this one.
All right. I love you, Mosey.
Hey, love you too.
Bye.
Coming up at 8:30, we've got another chance for a gigundous chunk of change with John Tammy's High Low Jackpot on KSON.
It's Tammy. College of Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy. College of Hollywood knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy. College of Hollywood knowledge.
Let's go to Escondido again. Say good morning to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I think I'm doing pretty well as well, Lisa. Thank you for asking. Would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, could you get out of here, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Lisa, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. 4 custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you also, Lisa, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Macaulay Culkin turned 44 yesterday. Macaulay played Kevin McAllister in what classic movie?
Home Alone.
Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Quote, you literally ended the story as perfect as you could, so no, I don't care if it's good, I'm done. Who plays Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Tim Allen.
Bruce Springsteen said he and his E Street Band will never retire. Bruce said this in the same city that has the name of the song he wrote and won an Oscar for in what Tom Hanks movie?
Philadelphia.
Justin and Hailey Bieber welcomed their first child on Friday. Hailey Bieber's maiden name is Baldwin, of the famous Baldwin acting family. Name either her famous father or any of her famous uncles.
Alec.
And finally, James Spader will return as the voice of Ultron in Marvel's upcoming Vision TV series. Spader is also known for starring as Raymond Reddington in the NBC crime thriller series, for which he received 2 Golden Globe nominations for Best Actor. The show ran for 10 years on NBC. What was it called?
I have no idea.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Lisa, what you got going on today?
I'm heading into work.
And what do you do?
I'm an insurance agent.
Okay. Lisa did 4 out of 5. Brought
nice
her
job.
A game today.
Nice job.
You're going to love me for this. You're going to love me for this first question, Tammy. Get your button ready. Macaulay Culkin turned 44 yesterday. Macaulay played Kevin McAllister. In what classic movie?
Home Alone.
Let this sink in. If it's hard to imagine Justin Bieber being a dad, mm-hmm. this is also, I think, even harder. Macaulay's 44.
Oof.
That's the exact age that the actor John Hurd was, who played his father.
Yes.
He's now the dad.
In
Home Alone. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. 1-1. Lisa knew that. Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Who plays Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Tim Allen.
That is right. Lisa knew that. 2-2. Bruce Springsteen said he and his E Street Band will never retire. Bruce said this in the same city that has the name of the song he wrote and won an Oscar for in what Tom Hanks movie?
Philadelphia.
Leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia.
That is right. Rarely plays that song in concert. It's 3-3. Justin and Hailey Bieber welcomed their first child on Friday. Hailey Bieber's maiden name is Baldwin, of the famous Baldwin acting family. Name either her famous father or any of her famous uncles.
There's Alec, Stephen, and I don't know the rest.
Are you showing off? I only asked for one.
No, okay, sorry.
So, yeah, Stephen, Alec Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin, and Billy Baldwin. I'll forget Billy Baldwin. At one time, he was the biggest of all of them, with Backdraft and... What was that one when they all went to that med school that was all gothic with Kiefer and Flatliners? Okay, anyway, it's 4-4. Lisa went with Alec. And finally, James Spader will return as the voice of Ultron in Marvel's upcoming Vision TV series. Spader is also known for starring as Raymond Reddington in the NBC crime thriller series, for which he received 2 Golden Globe nominations for Best Actor. Show ran for 10 years on NBC. What was it called?
Oh, I don't remember the name of it.
I'll give you a clue.
I don't know what. True Detective?
I was going to give you a clue,
okay.
And that clue was I was late to the party, but it's really great. It's called The Blacklist.
Okay.
Lisa didn't know either. Look at that. That's a tie. All ties go to Tammy. Unfortunately, Lisa, for you, you're not going to get any of her money, but a great prize nonetheless.
Yes, you now have a pair of tickets to see Matt Stell at Beach House September 5th at Belmont Park.
Excellent. Thank you.
We'll see you at that show next week, Lisa. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and enjoy selling insurance.
So much.
Question for you. Which member of the show you're listening to right now received an email recently that started out with, "Hello, pervert"? Obviously, I'll stop you before you say it. Your first guess is John. If you listen at all to the show, you probably guess, the next guess is producer Jessica. Tammy?
Yes!
He determined as of now whether Tammy's going to follow through with her sleep divorce.
And much more common than we realized.
833-287-1037. Does divorcing yourself from sleeping with your partner, like literally with your partner, actually help your relationship with your partner?
Fazley, is that how you say your name?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Fazley and Dana Point, what's your take here?
My take is I'm an actor. I wake up early in the morning and I have to memorize my lines. I have to have my own bed. I have to have my own sleeping beauty. And we have been together for 7 years. And the day one, we separate our room. And we have a happy wife, happy sleep, happy life.
Oh, I love that.
So you're a professional actor.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Yes, sir. Have we seen you in anything?
Superman, I just got it. Iron Man, American Sniper, 12 Strong, Argo. I've been like 100-120 movies, TVs.
Oh, my God. Oh, a celebrity.
Those movies?
But I live Dana Point because I want to stay away from the crowd of Los Angeles, and I want to have my beauty sleep in my own room next to my beautiful lady, and we have a happy life.
Oh, I love it.
But that we made a decision. Her sleep is more important. She's a doctor. She needs to have a good sleep with her patient, and I need a good sleep for my acting. If I don't sleep good, I destroy my lines.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. That's so helpful.
And I want to thank you guys to allow us to listen in Dana Point, California. We're between Los Angeles and you guys. You guys, the radio more clear, more solid, and beautiful, beautiful program. And I want to thank you guys for your service.
You can call us anytime. And next movie you're in, you got to let us know so we can look for you.
Sure. Superman's coming to 2025, July 11th.
I just found you. You're a handsome guy, bro.
Thank you. Thanks to my mom and dad.
Oh, that's great.
Your story. Hey, can we talk to you later? Your story is an amazing one.
And I've been a Marine. I was a DOD Department of Defense, and later on I paid my dues when 9/11 happened. I was born and raised in Afghanistan. And I want to pay back for this beautiful country. I stopped acting and go to Afghanistan with U.S. Marine, 3 tours in Afghanistan. And I wrote a book, Fahim Speaks, regarding about our Marines and what they do for this country. And I appreciate this country more than a lot of American-born.
Okay. We need to have a conversation with you about this, if you wouldn't mind, because your story's fascinating.
Can we put you on hold? Can our producer get your information and we can set up something?
Sure. No problem.
That would be wonderful. So nice to meet you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for the radio station in Dana Point, California.
Right, I love you, honey. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away, okay?
No problem.
I do believe we just met the most interesting man in the world.
Certainly one of our most interesting listeners we've ever had.
His actual name is Fahim Fazli. Born in Afghanistan, escaped Afghanistan, settled here in the 80s, returned to Afghanistan, as you heard him, as an interpreter with the U.S. Marines for 2 tours. He wrote a book, Fahim Speaks, about that experience. And, oh, my God, he listens to our show.
I know. I love it. So we will definitely have to have him on and really delve deep into his story because it's fascinating.
Are you more interested in his combat duty or his amazing acting resume?
I know.
Oh, Iron Man, Argo, Superman, American Sniper. I don't know, little low-budget movies. What?
I know. Crazy.
Wow, that was incredible. Coming up at 8:05, Justin Bieber is a dad. Yeah, a father. An actual, I have a son father. I know, I'm, it's hard for me to process. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Baby, 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 oh.
It's not exactly breaking baby news, but... it does give me the excuse to play that. Justin Bieber is a dad. Let's have to sink that in for a second. Justin Bieber is a father.
Mm-hmm. So who better to talk to than, I would say, the biggest Justin Bieber fan I have ever come across. That's my own daughter, Morgan.
Good morning, Mo.
Hi.
Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, on Instagram Friday welcomed their beautiful baby's foot to this world. And I kept telling Tammy yesterday, it's just hard for me to process that Justin Bieber is someone's dad now.
Is it hard for you too, Morgan?
Yes and no. It just feels like we're all getting older. I mean, he's 30, so it kind of makes sense. But to imagine he's already 30... it's just crazy.
I know. I feel the same way whenever I hear Taylor Swift swear on her records.
Yes.
I'm listening with my daughters. I'm like, oh, and my kids are, Dad, she's a 34-year-old grown woman. But that's not how I remember her. Still as passionate about Justin Bieber as you were when you were, 13, 14 years old?
Oh, no.
You're still a fan, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, not how it was.
And it was actually before that age, John, because when we moved here, she got to see Bieber for the very first time in 2014. And you were one of those early believers who found him on the internet and were giant fans. And you were so passionate. I was trying to find the video and I can't. But you were waiting to get a piece of mail from... Justin Bieber's fan club.
That's adorable.
It was 2012, I think. 2011,
so 12 years ago. Yes. 13 years
yes.
ago.
Yes. And I'm following her out to the mailbox in, of course, typical preteen fashion. She's like, God, stop, stop.
Morgan, do you remember any of this?
I do. It wasn't a fan club. It was for the movie that was coming out. It had, like, the glasses and all of that, and I was so excited to go. And
what was that movie again? What was it called? Never Say Never?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Because my kids watched that the entire way from Madison to San Diego mm-hmm. when we moved. Mo, when you said Justin Bieber's 30, what does that make you?
27.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so
27 years old?
I know. So we're going to the mailbox, and when you opened it, the look of disappointment on your face. Here I thought I was going to be cutesy with the video, and you were so sad.
Nice job, Mom.
I know. You hyped it up. You hyped it up. I got home from school, and you're like, I wonder if the package is here, as if, like, it was. And then you put a camera in my face, like, it's about to be here.
Morgan's got a really good point. You should have checked the mailbox first, Tam.
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's like, hey, guys, Santa Claus came, and you go downstairs, oh, I'm sorry. That must be tomorrow. What are you doing? Well, I think we've all learned something from this phone call. We're all getting super old.
Yes.
And Justin Bieber is a dad.
Yes.
And Morgan's gotten over her girl crush on Justin Bieber, and now it's just a mad respect.
Yeah, absolutely. I have, you know, I'm happy he's happy.
Aww, oh, so
what
sweet.
What a mature outcome. 27 years old. Go to, no. You're punished. Go to your room. I can't even, I'm not even allowed to punish you by
I
law.
I am
but
in
I just,
my room.
What was that?
I was like, I am in my room, so. Yeah.
All right, well, you win this one.
All right, I love you, Mosey.
Hey, I love you too.
Bye.
Coming up at 8:30, we've got another chance for a gigundous chunk of change with John Tammy's High-Low Jackpot on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Escondido again. Say good morning to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I think I'm doing pretty well as well, Lisa. Thank you for asking. Would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, could you get out of here, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Lisa,
thank
I've
you.
Got five pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you also, Lisa, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Macaulay Culkin turned 44 yesterday. Macaulay played Kevin McAllister in what classic movie?
Home Alone.
Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Quote, you literally ended the story as perfect as you could, so no, I don't care if it's good, I'm done. Who plays Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Tim Allen.
Bruce Springsteen said he and his E Street Band will never retire. Bruce said this in the same city that has the name of the song he wrote and won an Oscar for in what Tom Hanks movie?
Philadelphia.
Justin and Hailey Bieber welcomed their first child on Friday. Hailey Bieber's maiden's name is Baldwin, of the famous Baldwin acting family. Name either her famous father or any of her famous uncles.
Alec.
And finally, James Spader will return as the voice of Ultron in Marvel's upcoming Vision TV series. Spader is also known for starring as Raymond Reddington in the NBC crime thriller series, for which he received two Golden Globe nominations for Best Actor. The show ran for 10 years on NBC. What was it called?
I have no idea.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Lisa, what you got going on today?
I'm heading into work.
And what do you do?
I'm an insurance agent.
Okay. Lisa did 4 out of 5. Brought
nice
her
job.
A game today.
Nice job.
You're going to love me for this. You're going to love me for this first question, Tammy. Get okay. Get your button ready. Macaulay Culkin turned 44 yesterday. Macaulay played Kevin McAllister. In what classic movie?
Home Alone.
Let this sink in. If it's hard to imagine Justin Bieber being a dad, mm-hmm. this is also, I think, even harder. Macaulay's 44.
Oof.
That's the exact age that the actor John Hurd was, who played his father.
Yes.
He's now the dad.
In
Home Alone. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. 1-1. Lisa knew that. Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Who plays Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Tim Allen.
That is right. Lisa knew that. 2-2. Bruce Springsteen said he and his E Street Band will never retire. Bruce said this in the same city that has the name of the song he wrote and won an Oscar for in what Tom Hanks movie?
Philadelphia.
Leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia.
That is right. Rarely plays that song in concert. It's 3-3. Justin and Hailey Bieber welcomed their first child on Friday. Hailey Bieber's maiden name is Baldwin, of the famous Baldwin acting family. Name either her famous father or any of her famous uncles.
There's Alec, Stephen, and I don't know the rest.
Are you showing off? I only asked for one.
No, okay, sorry.
So, yeah, Stephen, Alec Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin, and Billy Baldwin. I'll forget Billy Baldwin. At one time, he was the biggest of all of them with Backdraft and... What was that one when they all went to that med school that was all gothic with Kiefer and with Flatliners? Okay, anyway, it's 4-4. Lisa went with Alec. And finally, James Spader will return as the voice of Ultron in Marvel's upcoming Vision TV series. Spader is also known for starring as Raymond Reddington in the NBC crime thriller series, for which he received 2 Golden Globe nominations for Best Actor. Show ran for 10 years on NBC. What was it called?
Oh, I don't remember the name of it.
I'll give you a clue.
I don't know what. True Detective?
I was going to give you a clue,
okay.
And that clue was I was late to the party, but it's really great. It's called The Blacklist.
Okay.
Lisa didn't know either. Look at that. That's a tie. All ties go to Tammy. Unfortunately, Lisa, for you, you're not going to get any of her money, but a great prize nonetheless.
Yes, you now have a pair of tickets to see Matt Stell at Beach House September 5th at Belmont Park.
Excellent. Thank you.
We'll see you at that show next week, Lisa. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and enjoy selling insurance.
So much.
Question for you. Which member of the show you're listening to right now received an email recently that started out with, "Hello, pervert"? Obviously, I'll stop you before you say it. Your first guess is John. If you listen at all to the show, you probably guess, the next guess is producer Jessica. Tammy?
Yes!
Wow.
Hello, pervert?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you're fun, but... I think that pervert ship has sailed, don't you?
Okay, so this is clearly a scam text. They're trying to get something from me, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Anyway.
I'm trying to get a lot of things from you.
So I'm going to edit myself on this and not read the whole thing because it's super long and pretty graphic. But obviously it caught my attention. Hello, pervert. I want to inform you about a very bad situation for you. However, you can benefit from it if you act wisely. Then it's telling me about this spyware program that gets installed on computers and smartphones, and it allows hackers to monitor the activity of the device owners. It's been a few months since I installed this on all your devices because you are not quite choosy about which links to click on the internet. During this period, I've learned about all the aspects of your private life, but one is of special significance to me.
I think we can figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm. I've recorded many videos of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Given the questionable genre, I can conclude that you have a sick perversion. It's like, oh my God.
So, first of all, I've gotten the same email. And of course, after my heart attack.
Did it start out, hello, pervert?
Yes. Oh my God. Everyone's getting these emails. It's blackmail is what it is. Another scam. Clearly, the way it was written, if it's like my email, they are assuming you're a man.
Yeah, well, I guess. Yeah.
Well,
I guess.
Didn't they indicate once? But yeah, so they're assuming you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing but blackmail. It's really not a laughing matter. I just love the fact that Tammy got the email saying, hello, pervert.
I know. In this part, too. I doubt you'd want your friends, family, and co-workers to know about it. However, I can do away with it in just a few clicks.
Wow. Right? What are they asking for? How much money?
They're asking for Litecoin. Okay, so they're asking for cryptocurrency, and they give their crypto wallet where you can put the currency, and it says, I'll be notified when you open your email, and you'll have 48 hours from then to deposit that money. Do not call the police. I will know if you've contacted the police.
My.
Yeah.
This is a total different kind of scam. And listen, we're having some fun with it, obviously, but this is nothing more than blackmail,
it totally
and
is.
I mean, this takes scamming to a whole different, darker level.
It does.
I hope no one's buying this.
I mean, I hope so too.
You know there's been people that have. I mean, that's why they continue to do it, is that people are buying it.
Honestly, it really is a very scary thing. It's certainly something to talk with your teenagers about, your parents about, grandpa about, whatever.
I would get that email.
I was going to say, I think you should more talk. I don't mean any disrespect, and I'm not joking. The older generation that seems to fall for these scams more because they're just not savvy enough.
Oh, my brother's almost fallen for a couple IRS ones.
Yeah,
and he's younger than I. He's in his 30s, and he fell for it.
If only the IRS would start their letter with
"Hello, pervert." I'd be happy to pay my taxes then. Another scam busted by Tam, the scam buster, John and the pervert. San Diego's morning show. Skyline Sunrooms in El Cajon, we're soon coming after you.
We are going to bring you Jersey Mike's. Why? Because they signed up at KSON.com, part of John and Tammy's 100,000 high fives. We come to visit you, we feed you, we get a high five. It's a win-win.
If you would like to have us come to your office and deliver some food, just please go to KSON.com, our contest page. Sign up for our summer of 100,000 high fives. This is the last time we're delivering Jersey Mike's. Next month, which is basically next week, we start a whole new delicacy for you.
We will be bringing you donuts from the Mini Donut Company.
This is a brand new company here in San Diego, and we were lucky enough to sample a few of them when they came here. And they're, first of all, adorable, secondly, delicious, and they're all yours if we show up at your office. But we won't do that unless you go to KSON.com.
Greg is coming in next with a chance for you to win cash. John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot returns at 10:30.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Escondido again. Say good morning to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I think I'm doing pretty well as well, Lisa. Thank you for asking. Would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, could you get out of here, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Lisa, I've got five pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you also, Lisa, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Macaulay Culkin turned 44 yesterday. Macaulay played Kevin McAllister in what classic movie?
Home Alone.
Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Quote, "You literally ended the story as perfect as you could, so no, I don't care if it's good. I'm done." Who plays Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Tim Allen.
Bruce Springsteen said he and his E Street Band will never retire. Bruce said this in the same city that has the name of the song he wrote and won an Oscar for in what Tom Hanks movie?
Philadelphia.
Justin and Hailey Bieber welcomed their first child on Friday. Hailey Bieber's maiden name is Baldwin, of the famous Baldwin acting family. Name either her famous father or any of her famous uncles.
Alec.
And finally, James Spader will return as the voice of Ultron in Marvel's upcoming Vision TV series. Spader is also known for starring as Raymond Reddington in the NBC crime thriller series, for which he received 2 Golden Globe nominations for Best Actor. The show ran for 10 years on NBC. What was it called?
I have no idea.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Lisa, what you got going on today?
I'm heading into work.
And what do you do?
I'm an insurance agent.
Okay. Lisa did 4 out of 5. Brought
nice
her
job.
A game today.
Nice job.
You're going to love me for this. You're going to love me for this first question, Tammy. Get your button ready. Macaulay Culkin turned 44 yesterday. Macaulay played Kevin McAllister. In what classic movie?
Home Alone.
Let this sink in. If it's hard to imagine Justin Bieber being a dad, this is also, I think, even harder. Macaulay's 44.
Oof.
That's the exact age that the actor John Hurd was, who played his father.
Yes. He's now the dad.
In Home Alone. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. 1-1. Lisa knew that. Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. Who plays Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Tim Allen.
That is right. Lisa knew that. 2-2. Bruce Springsteen said he and his E Street Band will never retire. Bruce said this in the same city that has the name of the song he wrote and won an Oscar for in what Tom Hanks movie?
Philadelphia.
Leave.
other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia.
That is right. Rarely plays that song in concert. It's 3-3. Justin and Hailey Bieber welcomed their first child on Friday. Hailey Bieber's maiden name is Baldwin, of the famous Baldwin acting family. Name either her famous father or any of her famous uncles.
There's Alec, Stephen, and I don't know the rest.
Are you showing off? I only asked for one.
No, okay, sorry.
So, yeah, Stephen, Alec Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin, and Billy Baldwin. I'll forget Billy Baldwin. At one time, he was the biggest of all of them with Backdraft and... What was that one when they all went to that med school that was all gothic with Kiefer and with Flatliners? Okay, anyway, it's 4-4. Lisa went with Alec. And finally, James Spader will return as the voice of Ultron in Marvel's upcoming Vision TV series. Spader is also known for starring as Raymond Reddington in the NBC crime thriller series, for which he received 2 Golden Globe nominations for Best Actor. Show ran for 10 years on NBC. What was it called?
Oh, I don't remember the name of it.
I'll give you a clue.
I don't know what. True Detective?
I was going to give you a clue, and that clue was I was late to the party, but it's really great. It's called The Blacklist.
Okay.
Lisa didn't know either. Look at that. That's a tie. All ties go to Tammy. Unfortunately, Lisa, for you, you're not going to get any of her money, but a great prize nonetheless.
Yes, you now have a pair of tickets to see Matt Stell at Beach House September 5th at Belmont Park.
Excellent. Thank you.
We'll see you at that show next week, Lisa. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and enjoy selling insurance.
So much.
Question for you. Which member of the show you're listening to right now received an email recently that started out with, "Hello, pervert"? Obviously, I'll stop you before you say it. Your first guess is John. If you listen at all to the show, you probably guess, the next guess is producer Jessica. Tammy?
Yes!
Wow.
Hello, pervert?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you're fun, but... I think that pervert ship has sailed, don't you?
Okay, so this is clearly a scam text. They're trying to get something from me, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Anyway.
I'm trying to get a lot of things from you.
So I'm going to edit myself on this and not read the whole thing because it's super long and pretty graphic. But obviously it caught my attention. Hello, pervert. I want to inform you about a very bad situation for you. However, you can benefit from it if you act wisely. Then it's telling me about this spyware program that gets installed on computers and smartphones, and it allows hackers to monitor the activity of the device owners. It's been a few months since I installed this on all your devices because you are not quite choosy about which links to click on the internet. During this period, I've learned about all the aspects of your private life, but one is of special significance to me.
I think we can figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm. I've recorded many videos of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Given the questionable genre, I can conclude that you have a sick perversion. It's like, oh my God.
So, first of all, I've gotten the same email. And of course, after my heart attack.
Did it start out, hello, perversion?
Yes. Oh my God. Everyone's getting these emails. It's blackmail is what it is. Another scam. Clearly, the way it was written, if it's like my email, they are assuming you're a man.
Yeah, well, I guess. Yeah.
Well,
I guess.
Didn't they indicate once? But yeah, so they're assuming you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing but blackmail. It's really not a laughing matter. I just love the fact that Tammy got the email saying, hello, pervert.
I know. In this part, too. I doubt you'd want your friends, family, and co-workers to know about it. However, I can do away with it in just a few clicks.
Wow. What are they asking for? How much money?
They're asking for Litecoin. Okay, so they're asking for cryptocurrency, and they give their crypto wallet where you can put the currency, and it says, I'll be notified when you open your email, and you'll have 48 hours from then to deposit that money. Do not call the police. I will know if you've contacted the police.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
This is a total different kind of scam. And listen, we're having some fun with it, obviously, but this is nothing more than blackmail,
it totally
and
is.
I mean, this takes scamming to a whole different, darker level.
It does.
I hope no one's buying this.
I mean, I've also,
oh,
too.
You know there's been people that have. I mean, that's why they continue to do it, is that people are buying it.
Honestly, it really is a very scary thing. It's certainly something to talk with your teenagers about, your parents about, grandpa about, whatever.
I would get that email.
I was going to say, I think you should more talk. I don't mean any disrespect, and I'm not joking. The older generation that seems to fall for these scams more because they're just not savvy enough.
Oh, my. my brother's almost fallen for a couple IRS ones.
Yeah,
and he's younger than I. He's in his 30s, and he fell for it.
If only the IRS would start their letter with
"Hello, pervert." I'd be happy to pay my taxes then. Another scam busted by Tam, the scam buster, John and the pervert, San Diego's morning show. Skyline Sunrooms in El Cajon, we're soon coming after you.
We are going to bring you Jersey Mike's. Why? Because they signed up at KSON.com, part of John and Tammy's 100,000 high fives. We come to visit you, we feed you, we get a high five. It's a win-win.
If you would like to have us come to your office and deliver some food, just please go to KSON.com, our contest page. Sign up for our summer of 100,000 high fives. This is the last time we're delivering Jersey Mike's. Next month, which is basically next week, We start a whole new delicacy for you.
We will be bringing you donuts from the Mini Donut Company.
This is a brand new company here in San Diego, And we were lucky enough to sample a few of them when they came here. And they're, first of all, adorable, secondly, delicious, and they're all yours if we show up at your office. But we won't do that unless you go to KSON.com.
Greg is coming in next with a chance for you to win cash. John and Tammy's high-low jackpot returns at 10:30.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.